Are you curious about, interested in, or working within the field of anesthesiology, and you are a woman, person of color, or otherwise do not fit the stereotypical image of what an anesthesiologist looks like, then this is the podcast for you. We will discuss what life is like on the other side of the blue drape for us. Issues most relevant, such as what is anesthesia really? And we're not talking textbook definition. Tips for applying, success in residency, life as an attending, and beyond. Join us each week as we take a dive into this rich and often misunderstood field. This is your host, Dr. Alicia Peterson, and welcome to SIVO Sisters. Hey, y'all. This week, we're going to talk about how to best prepare for matching in anesthesiology if you did not match the first time. It is so easy for us to beat up on ourselves for every little thing. We in medicine have that so bad where we just take a mistake or an issue and we overthink it and we torture ourselves with it and we have to stop. Umar Al-Khattab has a beautiful quote about this. He says, no amount of guilt can change the past, and no amount of worrying can change the future. Keep this in mind, and please stop beating yourself up over not matching. It does not in any way mean that you won't have a beautiful, successful career in anesthesiology. And maybe you had to go through this so that your story can be a beacon of light and inspiration to someone else. With all that being said, let's get into the three steps for successfully matching in anesthesiology your second go. So number one, mindset. When I say stop beating up on yourself, that also means looking at this as an opportunity to really showcase your commitment and dedication to anesthesiology. So that means that in every interaction that you have, carrying that attitude that I have, that I am inherently valuable and I have valuable contributions to bring to every team that I'm a part of. Realizing that odds are, the only reason why you didn't match was that the program didn't see your unique value add to their program. So they saw you in the middle of the pack. They didn't see you stand above the pack. And so this is the time in which you're going to highlight your unique value add to their program. You're going to highlight what it is that you really like about anesthesiology that is unique to your experience. So whether that is you want specifically to go into, you know, OB anesthesia because maybe a family member had passed due to complications peripartum. Now is the time to really highlight your unique aspects of your application that personally touches you, whether that is a patient story, mentor that inspired you, but you want to get specific and you want to include your story in every aspect of your application, from your essay to your interview to any engagement you have with the program in between now and the interview. So number one is having that mindset shift of coming into every opportunity with the attitude of how can I uniquely contribute here? So number two, the second step is a crucial one because you're not going to do the second step unless you've already done the first. So the second step is keeping in touch with those programs that you really liked when you interviewed the first time. Maybe there was a program director, associate program director, a faculty member at that place that you really liked, that you connected with. And even after all of this is over, you still have loose connections with them. You want to maintain those relationships. Every 3 months, update them. update that program, that those people that you connected with every 3 months, update them on any rewards you received, accolades, papers. If you went to an event and you met someone who knows that person, include all of that in your every 3 month update. So I'm not saying every time something happens, email them immediately with what it is, but instead aggregate all of that in a, you can almost say a newsletter, but in an email letting them know you're interested in the program. You're still interested about anesthesiology. Here are all the things you've done in the interim. And if you anticipate going to the, you know, ASA conference, American Society of Anesthesiology conference, or you anticipate going to the National Medical Association, the NMA conference, that is a good place to say, would hope to see you there. Will you be there? Scheduling those opportunities to connect with them outside of the application process. That's key. Because the more FaceTime you have with your desired program, you have positioned yourself very well to ultimately be matched to that program. In the entrepreneurial world, it takes 10 to 11 touch points from a customer for a person to go from just looking at a product to becoming a customer of that product. So think about it. If somebody needs to go through 10 touch points to buy something, this is an instance in which you are ultimately selling yourself. You are showcasing your unique talents and attributes to a program. And so that's going to require more than just seeing them on interview day. Okay, so don't think you're annoying anyone if you send every few months a email providing them an update of your enthusiasm and continued commitment in anesthesiology. That in no way is deemed annoying. Also, a way that you can stay in touch in between time is if there are social media outlets for the program director, for certain faculty members. When these faculty members post topics, perhaps they push info about their research, that's a great time for you to amplify their message, comment, follow them. Another opportunity to just maintain contact in between those times outside of application season. We cannot approach this with woe is me or as if you have something to be ashamed of, because you don't. You have nothing to be ashamed of. This is just one part of your journey, and everyone's journey looks different. The third step is leverage your time now wisely. So what do I mean? When we think about anesthesiology, what is it? It's critical care medicine outside of the ICU. So performing well, particularly on your ICU rotations, establishing a good relationship with the intensivists, if you have the opportunity to have an anesthesiology elective, that would be a great way to maintain that connection and highlight your interest in the field. Using this time to acquire letters, specifically from those whom you form those relationships with, getting strong letters. By leveraging your time wisely, what I'm really saying is establishing great connections and relationships where you are right now. And for anesthesiology, that would be in your ICU rotations and if you can do another anesthesiology elective. It'll also help to remind you as to why you want to contribute to this particular field of medicine and give you more evidence and more experience to be able to pour that into your interviews and in your essay. As we talk about the interview and essay, I'm going to reiterate again that we want to highlight your unique experience, your unique value add. So looking at your CV, knowing cold, everything you put on it, and why you found it valuable to even put that on your CV. How did that influence your application to anesthesiology? How has that contributed to you as a person? If you can't answer these questions eloquently, then it shouldn't be on your CV and it shouldn't be in your essay. We want there to be alignment between what you write and what you say, so that on interview day, the program is very clear on what kind of candidate they're getting. Again, the only reason why you didn't match was probably because you went through the interview day and the program said to themselves, you know what? We met them, but we still don't really know them. Using this time to highlight who you are, what your interests are, is going to be the approach and strategy. And I want to end this episode by highlighting a virtual event for unmatched applicants coming up on June 7th. It is a free webinar designed to support the unmatched candidates, where they'll provide mentorship, show you how to use the new ERAS application, and provide electronic resources that have been helpful. I'm not being paid to promote this free webinar, but I think it's a fantastic resource in supporting you as you approach this match cycle a second time. We want to make sure you're fortified, you're ready to go, and I'm going to put the link in the show notes for you to register for this event. I hope this was helpful. Keep in mind these three steps as you go. I'm rooting for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of CIVO Sisters. If you love this episode as much as I did, head on over and rate and subscribe so you don't miss out. New episodes drop every week on a Monday because we all can use a little something to get us through the week. Am I right? I'd love to hear more from you on the topics that you want to hear. So let me know in the comments. This is Dr. Peterson signing off. See you next time.